When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break in.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Take it easy. Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, and today I'll be your host of Auto Talk. I have been the host for several years, along with my wife, Jan. Together, we own Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, and I myself have over 35 years of ASE Master Certified Technician experience. Really glad you're along on the program with us today, and looking to have a lot of fun. We've got a lot of things we want to cover, but we want to finish up here just letting you know who Murphy's Auto Care is. Of course, we have been in business in Beaver Creek at 3815 Dayton Xenia Road for over 25 years. Our phone number, the easiest way to reach us, is 426-AUTO or 426-2886. You can also reach us on the web anytime at murphysautocare.com, and I promise you we will respond to you promptly. That's the easiest way to get an appointment at Murphy's Auto Care, is just go to Murphy's Auto Care and go to the appointment request page, and we'll reach right back out to you. So if you're not familiar with us, like I said, we're at 3815 Dayton Xenia Road in Beaver Creek. We are open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., and we're there to serve you. We are your dealership alternative. We truly service all makes and models, and we pride ourselves in being a true professional automotive service. So give us a shout. Give us a call. Just whatever you want to talk about your vehicle, give us, like I said, stop by, whatever, have a cup of coffee with us. Get to know us at Murphy's Auto Care. Well, we're glad you're here today with us on Auto Talk. Auto Talk is a program where we believe is about keeping you safe, keeping your family safe with your vehicle, keeping that vehicle as dependable as possible, and also all the while saving you some money. And we're here to help you today. So make sure you sit down and buckle up. It'll be a fast, quick show, but we certainly want you to jump in here with us, and hopefully we can help you with some of your automotive needs. By the way, be sure to check out our weekly videos and posts on our Facebook page. Go to Murphy's Auto Care. In Facebook, pardon me, I'm just trying to get through this here. I was, for some reason, a little bit tongue-tied. But at any rate, go to Murphy's Auto Care, our Facebook page. Check it out. We've got a lot of live videos there, a lot of information, just fun stuff about the automotive world. Be sure to check that out. Or go to our website at murphysautocare.com. Check out all the podcasts, because if you've missed a show and something you want to hear about, we do title those so that it's a little easier to follow and you know what we're going to talk about. But follow us. Make sure. Enjoy it. We're glad you're here riding along with us today. So, and we do have a few show sponsors. I want to say thanks to the folks that bring this show to you every week. Number one, of course, is Murphy's Auto Care is a sponsor of the program, but also KOI Auto Parts. KOI Auto Parts is the home of professional automotive parts. They supply most of the professional automotive service shops here in the Dayton area. Great, great parts partner, I should say, in our industry and in our business. They only offer the most premium parts so that we can make certain your vehicle is dependable when we give it back to you. And ask your automotive service provider to buy parts from KOI. They probably already do. But, you know, that's a question you should ask your supplier of service. Hey, who, you know, where are you getting your parts at? I want to make sure that we're getting good quality parts. I know for Murphy's Auto Care, one of the reasons we use KOI is because we have a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on everything we do. So we want to certainly make certain that the parts we use are of the highest quality and great integrity. So that's why we use KOI. Another one of our suppliers that is also a sponsor here for Auto Talk each and every week is BG Chemicals. If you have been a listener to the show or a follower, I should say, you know we talk about BG Chemicals all the time. Those are the folks that make the chemicals that we use to clean and maintain and flush all of the systems on a vehicle that actually use any type of fluid, whether it be antifreeze, hydraulic fluid, power steering fluid, transmission fluid, engine oil, brake fluid, even clutch fluid. Any of those services that need to be performed, which are considered maintenance services on a vehicle, BG has the right products for those. They come with a warranty to protect you as the motorist with that car, and we believe in them. So, BG, thanks so much for sponsoring our show. And we also have a great sponsor, Mike's Car Wash. Mike's Car Wash now with three great locations here in the Dayton area. And a tremendous company. If you haven't tried a Mike's Car Wash, make sure you owe it to yourself to go do it. They do a tremendous job when it comes to keeping your car clean. The staff is the highest level of professionalism that I have really ever experienced in much of anything in the automotive industry. Just great people. You can always count on them to be there when you need them, and they'll take great care of your car, and they'll clean it, and if it's not right and you're not happy, they'll do it again. No questions asked, and they'll do it with a smile on their face, guaranteed. But I want to tell you something. So they just opened up their third location. It's in South Centerville. It's down by the Kroger Marketplace, really right out in front of it. But one of the things that I wanted to share, because this is just such a great company, is whenever they open up, they like to come into the community and dive right in and be a big supporter of the community. So last week was their grand opening for that location, and they did a free ultimate wash all weekend long. Hopefully you got out and got your car washed and got it free. But even if you didn't, it's a great value, so go try it anyways. But what they did do was they took donations that were helping Centerville Elks, the high school there, and the kids at school decided they wanted to donate their funds that Mike's Car Wash collected for them to two great charities in Centerville. One is Bridget's Path, and the other one is Oak Tree Corner. And I got to tell you, this blew me away. Last weekend, they collected from all of you folks in that area that had your car washed for free, but also made donations. They collected $12,515, a tremendous accomplishment. And all that money is going to be distributed directly to Bridges Path and the Oak Tree Corner through the Centerville Elks and the kids there at school. So my hat's off to you. Way to go. Great job, Mike's Car Wash and Centerville Elks. Just a wonderful community effort. Again, $12,515 raised to help our community. And that's what I call a great business in our community, is someone that can do that. So again, thanks to Mike's Car Wash, and thanks for sponsoring the show. All right, great. Well, if you're listening, hey, let's talk about something automotive. We do have plenty to talk about. You know, we always do a little section in the show, and it's called In the Shop. And I got to tell you, in the automotive repair business, we always have interesting things going on in our shop every day of the week. But something that came across our shop, it's been about a week ago. It was actually early this week. We had a very late model. It was got my paperwork right here. I'm going to pull it up. Looks like it was a 2015 Nissan Murano with only 33,000 miles on it. And the vehicle came into us. The owner said that the oil pressure light was on, the red light on the dash, meaning it was low on oil pressure, and also the engine was making a serious noise. So we brought it in, we took a look at it and checked it out, and the first thing we did, of course, was just check the level of oil in the engine. It didn't register on the dipstick, so it took a little over 3 quarts of oil to get it to register on the stick, so it was almost empty. So we, of course, filled it up, vehicle started, the noise diminished dramatically, and then we, of course, we want to know why. What's the root cause here? How could such a late model vehicle with low mileage have some kind of an issue? Because it didn't show any sign of a leak, and it didn't appear to be burning oil, which you wouldn't think it would. It's a fairly new vehicle. So the actual cause of the problem was, as we spoke to the owner of the vehicle, it had not had an oil change performed on it yet. Now, this is a vehicle at 33,000 miles. And the folks that own this car, actually, it's a leased vehicle, had been told when they got the vehicle that the vehicle would tell them when it needed to have the oil changed. And this is a common story I am hearing as a service provider more and more and more. And it's very, very disheartening and concerning. And it's sad because, you know, people do what they're told. If they're not that familiar with machinery or with vehicles, and that's the case here, you know, we're all just living our life trying to go about what we do, and things get away from you. And before you know it, the red light pops on. So I guess to make a long story short, or as short as I can, the engine was destroyed primarily because of excessive amounts of wear. We have a borescope, which is a camera, if you're not familiar with that. It's basically a little micro camera that we were able to go down through the dipstick tube opening and look around inside the engine. And it What had happened was the oil that was remaining in the engine had, of course, there was a lot of sludge, but there was a tremendous amount of gelatin type of material that was just clinging to the internal components of the engine. Consequently, the engine, of course, the oil had broken down, the additive packages in it had broken down many thousands of miles earlier, and now it just was basically not doing anything to lubricate the engine. It was literally just drying up inside this engine. So we spoke to the people about it, tried to advise them on what to do, but because the engine is the vehicle is actually leased, the manufacturer required that the engine be replaced with a new engine, which it's a newer vehicle. We would recommend that, or at least a late model salvage engine with very, because we could find an engine with very low mileage for this car. But at any rate, bottom line was it was going to cost them about $8,000 to repair this car, and it's a leased car. So it's not really, I don't think, the fault of the owner, and I don't know that it's anyone's fault, and that's not my point in this conversation. It's just that, you know, people need to know what reality is, and I think they need a little bit more guidance than that, obviously. We still, in our business, when we service a vehicle, we still recommend not going any further than 5,000 miles on an oil service, even though most of these oils are synthetic. And the reason we recommend that is that the car needs to be seen overall, not just have the oil and the filter changed. And this is what people forget, so that if a vehicle is being brought in for a regularly scheduled maintenance, regularly scheduled service, probably about twice a year, maybe as much as three times a year, things like this are going to be caught because there's conversations being had between the service provider and the owner, and hopefully a major catastrophe in a vehicle will be averted from that. So at any rate, it's a sad story. We tell this story, I got to tell you, probably three or four times a year on here on Auto Talk. But it is what happens. And the bottom line is, if you're not really familiar with how to maintain your vehicle, first, look in the owner's manual, assuming there's an owner's manual in the car. There should be one somewhere in a glove box or a center console box, especially if you just pick the car up and it's used. If it's not, they're always available online, and you can at least read that. Or just go online and look around for what's the proper maintenance interval for my vehicle, and you'll have to put that in. But we just want to stress that, you know, changing the oil, the simplest things can save you the most money. Even if you change the oil a little more often than what's recommended, it's still far less money than replacing an engine on a two-year-old car. So hopefully it doesn't hurt these folks too bad, but it's a story I really wanted to share. So I appreciate you taking the time and listening to me to share that story. A couple of things I want to mention. If you are out and about today and you're listening to Auto Talk here today, and maybe you're in the Kettering, Centerville area, and if you love beautiful cars, head on over to James Free Jewelers. And James Free is in Kettering, right on Far Hills Avenue, and they are having a really interesting gathering of Ferraris today, and that takes place from 11 until 3 today. There's no admission. You can bring your kids, get some pictures taken with some beautiful, beautiful examples of really the finest Ferraris in this area. There should be anywhere between 20 to 30 different models of Ferraris. And this is something that James Free does every couple years. They have a little outing, and they invite in the Ferrari Club of America, the local members, to come in and bring their vehicles and show them off and display them. And I'm sure it will be very interesting. And make sure you get your family out there and take a look at that. So again, at James Free Jewelers on Kettering, or I should say on Far Hills Avenue in Kettering, the Ferrari Club of America is there today. And it's actually a fundraiser. They are raising funds for a local charity, as well as just entertaining people in our community. So again, thanks to James Free Jewelers. Make sure you get over there and check that out. All right, we are going to be run to a break here in just a second. But when we come back, we're going to touch base on just a couple of points. You know, with all of these horrible storms we've had, we now are getting more and more calls just in the last week or so about people considering buying a used vehicle, and they're concerned about could it be a used flooded vehicle. So when we come back from the break, we'll talk about that. You're listening to Auto Talk today, live with Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Wednesday is my Mike's car wash day. It's sort of a hump day break for the kids and me.
Welcome back, Mr. Evans.
Hi, Josie.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Josie.
See you again next week.
I'm an unlimited customer, so I come as often as I want, and my kids love the light show in the tunnel.
We're ready for the lights, Dad!
Unlimited wash plans from Mike's Car Wash, because a clean car just feels good.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders!
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 through 2016. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now on Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement, plus learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with an 11% rebate on everything. Clean up your driveway, sidewalks, and patio with a Weed Eater gas-powered blower. It's lightweight yet powerful and has a 25cc two-cycle engine. Pick one up for just $61.41 after rebate. There's no limit to how much you can save now during the 11% rebate sale at Menards. Good through September 23rd. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You have the ideas. We have the materials. Snyder Brick and Block, a local family-owned company since 1949, has everything you need to create a beautifully landscaped home and garden, including a premium selection of landscape stone, flagstone, boulders, pavers, decorative gravel, keystone retaining walls, outdoor fireplaces, and much more. Even topsoil and mulch to add the finishing touches. Visit us in Dayton, Middletown, and Troy, and get what you need to create your amazing outdoor oasis.
Choosing the right Medicare plan can be challenging. What plan will accept my doctor? Are my medications covered? Hi, Bob Wolf from There Is a Season. I recommend you call Jim Spaulding today to get some answers. 266-6942 or SpaldingRetirementSolutions.com.
Key Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Trucks has the best deals of the year right now. I'm Chris Toby. How about new 2017 Dodge Journeys have up to $8,000 off? During Ram Power Days, new 2017 Ram Bighorn 4x4s have a minimum of $11,000 off, and you may qualify for more. It's the Jeep Celebration event, and a new Renegade Latitude 4x4 is only $18,900. A savings of over $7,000. Take the short drive, State Route 68 in Xenia, or shop 24/7 at KeyChrysler.com. I'll see you at Key today.
In today's economy, we weigh every decision carefully. When we needed new windows, we looked for the best solution.
We found it. Marvin Windows and Doors.
We worked with our local Marvin dealer.
With so many options, it was easy to find the perfect fit. I love, love, love our new windows. Best decision ever.
Trust me, Marvin's the right choice.
Marvin Windows and Doors are available at Ansonia Lumber, your Marvin dealer and family-owned full-service lumber company. You can find them at ansonialumber.com.
Lots of sunshine expected today. A hot day with most of us seeing highs in the upper 80s. Some select spots may crack 90. Heading overnight tonight, clear skies expected. Lows in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio. Now, back to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy. I'm your host today for the program. We're glad you're riding along with us, and hopefully you've enjoyed some of the information we shared with you earlier. Hopefully you get out to James Free, and make sure you change your oil a little more often if you're one of those folks that maybe lets it slip. So at any rate, if you've missed any of the program and you're just tuning in, you can always go to our podcast. It will be on the WHIO website on the Ask the Expert tab, or it will be on murphysautocare.com. You can always find it there within a day or so. So as I mentioned before we broke for the program, coming back, we're going to talk real quickly about flooded vehicles in the wake of the hurricanes we've seen and so much devastation throughout our country right now. A lot of places have been underwater. That means cars have been underwater. And as that water recedes, those cars will be attempted to be started, cleaned up, and some insurance companies or some vehicles will be totaled, and those will go through the process of going through the auction process and ending up hopefully in a salvage yard for parts that are usable. But many of those vehicles also will go back out as salvage and be repaired and resold. So you really, really want to watch it over the next few months. If you're looking at a used car, maybe the late model, low mileage, or whatever it is, it just really, really gets your attention. But you got to take a look at it. And I want to give you a few tips on some things to take a look and be aware of. Some of the areas to look for is, of course, always check the vehicle history, see where that vehicle came from. You want to be alert to any kind of odd smells. Sometimes, mold and mildew are very hard to cover up unless it's done really, really well. You want to look for heavy or unusual staining on carpets or seats or doors or maybe even the headliner, because there'll be stains there. Also check for signs of water damage under the dash and seats or in the trunk. It'll always leave a stain. Another place to be looking at is on the undercarriage of the seats, or I should say on the frame rails. They'll rust very quickly. Be suspicious also of any heavy dirt buildup in unusual areas, like maybe where you open the gas cap. Shouldn't be anything in there. So just want to give you some tips. We'll probably talk about this more as we move through the next few months, just because of the incredible, there's hundreds of thousands of vehicles that are going to hit the market, and we should all be very suspicious of and careful of. So that being said, we'll move right on. I had one more thing I want to mention to you. Maybe you're reading the paper and you're seeing everybody, of course, we all buy from Amazon, right? Prime's a great deal. We get whatever we want within 2 days. But Amazon is deciding to get into the parts business in a really big way. So if you see that and you've got questions about it, just drop me a line. I'd be happy to fill you in on my opinion on what's going on there, but it's not going to turn out well for Amazon, I don't believe. All right. I want to run back real quick and just thank our sponsors again. Of course, Murphy's Auto Care for sponsoring Auto Talk every week. BG Chemicals, the greatest chemicals you can have in your vehicle, the safest, most productive, and preventative of anything you can have in your vehicle. When it comes to flushing fluids, make sure it's BG. KOI Auto Parts, they're here in the Miami Valley and in Cincinnati. Really the professional's choice for automotive parts. They keep your vehicle safe and dependable. And last but not least, we want to say thanks to Mike's Car Wash. Three great locations. One in Beaver Creek, been there about 10 years. Two now new ones in Centerville. One directly across from Dorothy Lane Market, and the other one out in front of the Kroger Marketplace. Go check them both out. Great places to have your cars washed. All right, so next week, be sure to tune in. It's going to be another great show. Folks, we're normally here for an hour, but we are got a little shorter show running this week right now just because of UD football. We appreciate you sticking in with us through these short shows and hanging out. We'll be live again next week. Happy to take your calls and talk to you. But for now, thanks for tuning in to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Check us out on the web at murphysautocare.com or on our Facebook page, and we will see you next week. Thanks for tuning into Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.